It is 9 a.m.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 22, Johannesburg 20, Tzaneen 24. Suid-Afrika vier vandag Menseregte Dag, maar kommer groei oor die veiligheid van aktiviste te midde van onlangse moord van hoë profiel menseregte aktiviste. Amnesty International doen 'n beroep op die regering om dringend hierdie situasie aan te spreek. Lebohang Dashe berig.
Amnesty International South Africa is urging the government to introduce stronger legal protection for human rights defenders after the tragic killings of three prominent activists. The organization says these deaths highlight the urgent need for targeted legislation to safeguard those who stand up for human rights. The call for action comes as pressure mounts on the government to ensure that human rights defenders can continue their crucial work without fear for their safety. Lebohang Dashe, Jacaranda FM News.
Intussen sê Stellenbosch Universiteit professor Thuli Madonsela dat al die menseregte wat in die Suid-Afrikaanse handves van menseregte vervat is, nooit aan alle Suid-Afrikaners toegeken is nie. Madonsela sê die geskiedenis van menseregte dag is gegrond op die Sharpeville-slagting wat op 21 maart 1960 in Gauteng plaasgevind het, waar die apartheidpolisie 69 anti-apartheid betogers doodgeskiet het.
Everyone has a right to food, but some people don't eat on certain days. And everyone has a right to education, but some pass perfectly in matric but can't go to universities. So it's an opportunity to look at how far have we come and how do we pick up our pace so that the things the Sharpeville people and others fought for become real to every South African.
Die Randburg Landdroshof het Edwin Soddy se saak van die aanranding en poging tot moord van die rol geskrap. Soddy is daarvan beskuldig dat hy sy vermeende vrou en 'n vriend in maart 2022 probeer skiet het. Die nasionale vervolgingsgesag het gesê die vervolgings was gereed, maar het onttrekkingsverklarings verwerp. Met albei klaars egter afwesig, het die verdediging 'n ontslag verseker. Soddy sê hy is verlig die saak is verby.
Relieved, that's how I'm feeling. So it's over, we can focus on other things. I've been here 22, 23 times. You can imagine how costly it is appearing here over a matter which shouldn't even have been dealt with. So I've got business to run, I've got serious matters to deal with.
En owerhede by Londen se Heathrow lughawe sê die lughawe sal vandag gesluit wees na 'n reuse brand by 'n nabygeleë elektriese substasie wat 'n massiewe kragonderbreking by Heathrow veroorsaak het en vlugroosters reg oor die wêreld ontwrig het. Die Londense brandweer sê sowat 70 brandbestryders is besig om die vuur aan te pak. Heathrow is die besigste lughawe in Europa en die wêreld se vyfde besigste. Meer op jackrandfm.com, klik op News. Ek is Emil Pinar, our top story this hour. Amnesty International says government needs to do more to protect activists.
Sure, that Heathrow fire is huge. Substation in the little dorpie langs aan the Lughawe. But yeah, to close down the world's fifth biggest airport for 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to cause disruptions everywhere.
Massive disruptions. Ay. But like Emil says, verder op sonderhede op ons webwerf, jackaroundfm.com, click on the news tab, and today you tempt fate. Once you've clicked on the news tab and you've checked Emil's stories, you go and click that million and change banner. Come on! 28th of March, you could be a millionaire.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda.